Okay, so you've poured hours, maybe weeks, into building this amazing course. It looks great. It's packed with info, sitting there in your LMS. But here's that nagging question, right? How do you actually make sure people remember it, that the knowledge truly, well, sticks? Today, we're doing a deep dive into something really interesting, turning those big courses into what they call sticky microlearning and doing it with AI.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because it taps into this desire we all have for learning that's efficient but also memorable. We're going to unpack a specific experiment, a really cool one, that used AI to solve exactly this problem. It's all about getting more mileage out of the content you've already created.
Right, let's get into that core problem then, because even really well-made e-learning, you know, the stuff built in Articulate Rise or similar tools, it often faces this hurdle of forgetting.
Absolutely. Learner
Fancy.
forgetting. It's the elephant in the room for a lot of L&D.
We've all been there, haven't we? You finish this big comprehensive module, feel good about it, and then a week later, poof, half of it's gone. So the goal here isn't just pushing info out, it's making it digestible, snackable even, but genuinely effective. Kind of like good social media, but you know, with actual learning value.
Exactly. Snackable and sticky. And this experiment we're looking at, it started very practically. They took an existing Rise module, a pretty standard piece of e-learning, and just exported it as a PDF. That was the starting point.
Okay, a PDF. Pretty dense, usually. So that's the raw material. Now, where does the AI come in? You said it's not just summarizing.
No, not just summarizing. That's the crucial part. They used ChatGPT, but they prompted it to act more like an AI instructional designer. It had to figure out what's the real goal of this training, who is it for, what problems does it solve, what are the absolute must-know pieces.
So it's extracting the purpose and the essentials, not just keywords.
Precisely. And then these core insights, along with the raw stuff, the PDF, maybe video transcripts, screenshots, whatever they had that got fed into another AI tool. This one's called 7Taps Copilot AI.
7Taps Copilot AI. Okay, so it takes the insights and the original content,
Yep.
and then what happens? Does it just generate text?
Oh, much more than that. It rapidly spun up these complete mobile-first micro-learning pieces. Think interactive cards, quizzes, polls, even ways for learners to type in their own thoughts or feedback. Really engaging little chunks.
Mobile first, too. That's key these days.
Definitely. And crucially, these pieces weren't just dumped on the learners all at once. That would defeat the purpose. They use a feature in 7Taps called a spaced learning path. So the content gets dripped out over time, bite by bite.
Right, reinforcing it instead of overwhelming people. That makes sense. Spaced repetition, basically.
Exactly. And the results, I mean, the time it took.
Yeah, how long did this whole transformation take from PDF to deployed microlearning?
Did this about an hour total. And apparently that included a coffee break.
No way, an hour.
They timed it. Now, it's important to say this wasn't meant to replace the original big course. Think of it as a reinforcement loop, a layer on top. It keeps the training alive, keeps the key messages top of mind, and this is vital, makes the learning measurable in a new way.
Okay, measurable. That's interesting because usually with e-learning, you maybe track completions, maybe a final quiz score, but that's kind of it, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's where this gets really powerful. 7Taps, because it's interactive, doesn't just track completion. It tracks how people interact with each card, their scores on mini quizzes, their poll answers, and even open text feedback.
Wow, so you get actual qualitative data back too, what learners are thinking.
Yes. Stuff that usually just disappears, right?
Yeah.
Or you only get it in maybe like end of course surveys. Here it's integrated. And then the really clever part, you can take all that collected feedback, the quiz data, the text comments, and run that through AI again.
Ah, closing the loop. What does
Yeah.
that give you?
It helps you see patterns really quickly. Like, are people struggling with a specific concept? What questions keep coming up? It can surface themes, identify learning gaps. It can even generate ideas for how to improve the original course or the microlearning itself. They mentioned building a custom GPT to help analyze this feedback, like a dedicated thought partner. Though, just a note, using custom GPTs like that usually requires a paid ChatGPT account.
Right, good to know. But the core takeaway here for anyone listening who creates training or shares knowledge.
Yeah, the big thing is you've likely already done the really heavy lifting creating that initial course or content. That's the hard part.
So this microlearning approach, especially powered by AI, it's a relatively quick, pretty cheap, and really effective way to get so much more value, more mileage from that effort.
Definitely. It just aligns better with how people actually learn and consume information today. Short bursts reinforced over time.
What's really fascinating here, I think, is how these tools shift the focus. It's not just about delivering knowledge anymore.
It underscores that knowledge is only really valuable when it's understood, when it's applied, when it actually sticks. This shows a clear path toward that deeper, more lasting learning. So, thinking about this, the question for you listening is, how could you use these kinds of principles, maybe not even for formal training, how could you apply AI-driven micro-learning ideas to make your own personal learning stick better? Or maybe to share complex information more effectively with your team, your friends, your community? Think about ensuring that what you share truly resonates and, crucially, gets retained. Until next time, keep it short, smart, and sticky.